Good morning, everyone. Long time no see. 好久不见 ，yes， 好久不见，yeah， 不增不减 ，no decrease, no increase， yes， okay， I hope you still remember some of the talk. That's how long ago?Last, I don't know which month, I talk about the first five consciousness and the sixth consciousness. 啊，这个不用了。那好久以前了哈，讲第一世到前五世，然后第六世嘛哈，我不晓得大家还记不记得哈。But I would.We'll refresh a little bit about the first six consciousness before I get into today's topic about the seventh consciousness. It's getting very hard to explain the seventh and eighth consciousness because it's very subtle and it's very, very hard to observe the function of the seventh and eighth consciousness, although they are always there. Even after we die, the consciousness that always will stay with us is the eighth consciousness and the seventh. 那我要开始讲第七、第八世的时候呢，我还是要复习一下前面前六世哈，因为前六世的基础，才可以开始讲第七、第八哈。那第七、第八世呢，开始真的是很难讲了哈，因为第七、第八没有人看见，没有个，因为它太维系了哈，所以呢，我们一般的人，即便是禅定的人哦。也很难去观察到第七跟第八世的心事的活动。好，那但是呢，一直跟着我们的哈，即便是我们往生了哈，一直跟着我们的却是第七跟第八，好，所以它又是非常非常重要的哈。And if we want to, for example, get enlightened or get some realization.Where we need to purify ourselves, the mind, is the seventh consciousness. 那想要有一点开悟，有一点见性的的经验呢，那要进化的地方却是在第七世哈。所以这个第七世是一个非常重要的却很难捉摸的一个形式。 Okay, let's quickly refresh. Last time we talked about we have eight consciousness, the eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, and then six consciousness, seventh and eighthAnd like I said before, our mind, this is our mind. We just use this eight consciousness to describe. Okay, some typo, forgive me. Our mind is just one mind, but we divide it into eight parts.To describe our mind because it has different subtlety and different function. Our mind is actually omnipotent. Is that right? Omniscient? Like very powerful. Yes, knows everything. But they take in charge in different part of it. So,the practitioners try to explain what the mind is. They they divided into our mind into different parts so that we can understand the function of the mind. Well, yes or no? Yes and no. Okay. Because the illusory mind and true mind actually is the one mind. Okay. 那我们去年讲的时候呢，说我们的八识哈，那我们把它分成前五识哈，前五识、第六识、第七识、第八识哈，它不是说我们的心哈可以切割成八个部分哈，而是说我们的心有八类的功能哈，那它掌管的这个功能就是它有。因为它有不同的功能，好，还有它不同的身心的这个维系度，好，那一些伟大的修行人，好，他在禅定的时候呢，他观察到心有这样的一个不同的功能的时候呢，他们试着想要跟我们解释什么是心。这个时候呢，他。因为我们看不到心，所以我们只能用功能来形容这个心。好，那他就把它分成八个部分，八种八大类。好，那刚刚 Harry 在问我说，哦，这个心到底是真的心还是虚幻的心？好，那以唯识学来讲，真心跟什么虚幻的心是不是同一个心？是同一个心。好，那不然就不能转世成智了吧。好，好 OK, So this is our mind. Our mind interact with the environment or interact with our own mind, and it will interact with 51 mental factors. This is where we generate vexation, affliction. 那八识哈，它在跟环境或是跟我们内心的记忆互动的时候呢，它会跟51个心所哈连结。那这个时候呢，是我们产生烦恼哈的时候。好，那这个51心所，我以前有介绍过，我就不再花时间介绍了哈。Okay, this is more detail. It's still the same type. Okay.So the eye, ear, nose, tongue, body interact with the environment, the color, the sound, the smell, taste, touch. Among the five, it needs distance for the eyes to tell what the color is and the distance for the ear to hear the sound. We explained that before.And when we get the message from outside, and our mind start to process the signal, okay? And then so we say the first five consciousness will generate, process the signal as input for the sixth consciousness to make discrimination.那这比较细致的哈，就是我们的眼耳鼻我们的五根呢哈，接触到什么颜色、声音哈、味道啊、然后这个什么这个肠味觉的东西，还有触的东西触的感觉的时候呢，它得到了这样外在的一个讯息进来。那它就会我们的心哈，我们的心哈就是前五识。就要开始怎么样处理这些信号嘛，这个信号进来的时候，我们的心用前五识去接受这个讯息，然后把它转换成新的讯息，心 mind 的讯息，然后传给第六识去分别。 So that we know, oh, this is the red color, or this is the green color.Oh, this is hot, this is cold, okay? This is banana, and this is apple, okay? 那 因为有第六识的分别呢，我们才知道说啊，我们看到的是红色，是绿色，好、哦、啊，知道说我们吃到的是苹果还是香蕉，好、哦，那一定要经过第六意识的分别，好、哦，我们才会知道说进来的讯息到底好、哦、是什么东西。OK，and then actually when the sixth consciousness make discrimination, it has something to do with the eighth consciousness, which we have not talked about that before, but we will get into that later. But the seventh consciousness played a bridge between the sixth consciousness and the eighth consciousness.好，那我们开始在做分别判断的时候呢，其实第六识必须要跟第八识互动，好，才可以做出真正的判别，好，或是分别，好，或是比较。那在这其中呢，第七识哈，那莫那识呢，它介于第六跟第七识哈，属于他们两个的桥梁，好，那它。也就是说、哎、它可以连接第六识，也可以连接第八识。好，那它要怎么做到这个呢？我们等一下再来讲。好 And then the sixth consciousness,、it's very important that we know、there are two kinds of、activity for the sixth consciousness.The first kind is it will always co-arise with the first to fifth consciousness, meaning that whenever and wherever the first five consciousness start to function and receive the signal, the sixth consciousness co-arise and make discrimination. Okay. That's when we, for example, when we awake,Right? Our five organs start to receive signal. The sixth consciousness function at the same time with the first five consciousness. However, when we fall asleep, for example, our five organs, you know, take a break, rest, right? No signal coming in. The sixth consciousness still function. Okay, let me get the...Still function. For example, when we have dream, in the dream, can we tell that your friend come to visit you? Can you tell that you are eating ice cream? Can you tell the red color, the green color? Yes, we can do everything in the dream, right? But when we are having the dream, we did not see anything. We do not haveice cream in hand. You know, we did not see red color, green color through the eye, but in a dream, we see it. So this is called independent, the sixth consciousness that function independently with the first five consciousness. Okay. So in the previous talk, we talked about,the sixth consciousness will arrive afterward or arising independently, you know, in samadhi, in the memory, in a dream, or when we are insane. The sixth consciousness always function. And this part did not depend on the signal from the outside. 那上次我们有讲到说第六意识哈。他一直在起分别的时候呢，他有两大类哈。第一大类叫五俱意识，好，那五俱意识顾名思义就是说，它会跟前五识一起产生。只要我们的五根哈一接收到外面的讯息一进来，好，我们的心开始处理这些进来的讯息的时候，我们的第六识分别意识哈，第六识分别意识就一起起来了，所以我们很快的就知道说，哦，这个是红色，这绿色， 好，这个是男的，这是女的，好，我们马上就知道了，眼耳鼻舌身进来的讯息我们就马上知道了。但是第六意识呢，很有意思的是说，当我们的五根不起作用，不接受讯息的时候，它照样起分别。好，像上次我们讲，这叫不具意识，不是跟前面一起起来的。好，那我们有讲到什么午后意识啦、独头意识，比如说我们在禅定之中，常常有时候会看到什么见光见佛啦，还有什么什么了，然后在这个所谓的记忆，记忆跑出来了，或是在梦中，或是在散乱之中，就像比如说我们在梦中，梦中有没有故事情节，有没有人，那你知不知道梦里面你去吃冰淇淋，你看到红色的衣服、绿色的衣服、裤子，有没有？我们还在梦中是可以起分别的这个人高矮胖瘦我们都知道的可是我们那时候是睡觉的时候眼睛是闭着的呢，对不对？所有的五根是在休息当中，没有外在的讯息进来，但是在我们的梦中，我们的第六意识还是可以起分别的。好， So what this tells us? It tells us what the abbot said. The mother in your mind is not your real mother. Okay. Why is that? From there is a theory or hypothesis or that from the Yogacara school, we call it four aspect theory. For all the conscious, eight consciousness or even the mental factors, every one of them, you can use the four aspects theory to describe the function of the mind. Okay, no matter which part of your mind or which level of your mind. For example, the six consciousness, the discrimination of the six consciousness. We can divide it in four parts. One is called the self-cognition. And there is an assurance of self-cognition. When the self-cognition starts to function, it will automatically divide it into the subject and object. Meaning that there is a subject that can see the object. Okay. For the sixth consciousness, when the five organs interact with the environment, and it generates the five consciousness in the mind, right? And the self-cognition part of the sixth consciousness will take the five consciousness and then try to link the seeds in our eighth consciousness to see, do we have any things that can match the signal coming in?
I was just wondering, to make it a little more concrete, let's say somebody sent you an email and you were insulted by it, and then say you got angry and then you replied in kind. So which parts of that would be,
okay. You got an email, right? Your five organ receive a signal. And you open it. And it's in Chinese. You cannot recognize it. Because in your eight consciousness, there is no seat. You cannot tell what this language is. But if it's in English, then you understand what it's all about, right? That's the sixth consciousness, discriminate the words. Then you understand what is in it. But when you get angry, means your sixth consciousness interact with the 51 mental factor, the anger. then you get angry. Is that clear? Okay. Then I will talk about the explanation and then get to Harry's question. It's very important. Okay. Did I finish English? No. Okay. The self-cognition part of the sixth consciousness get the signal from the five organs, the fifth consciousness, and they will try to link, you know, try to match in my eighth consciousness. Does it match? And then, oh, it match. I know this is apple. I know this is red color. And then it will automatically process the fifth consciousness, the signal, become the object of the sixth, for the sixth consciousness to discriminate. And then you know it is red color. So, in other words, the object for the sixth consciousness is part of the mind, not the real environment. Okay? So, only the five organs receive the real signal from the outside. That's what we talked about that before. So whatever we make discrimination, the object is always has been processed, always linked to our past memory or the seeds in our eighth consciousness. Okay, it's a second-hand information. 那在四分说里面呢，哈。怎么去解释第六意识的分别作用？那它通常分成四部分，通常是开始就是讲自证分，那自证分后面还有一个正自证分，就是说它会去确认说对你这样子的分别是对的。有时候我们会觉得、啊、到底是这样还是那样，但是你的背后就一定会有一个跟你说对就是这样，你看到的就是他没有错，这样子哈。那可是这个自证分，他接收讯息的时候，他其实是从五根哈，我们的五根接触这个外境哈，得到讯息进来的时候，产生五识哈。这个五识才是第六意识接收的讯息，不是外面的光哈。外面的光是我们五根接收的讯息，五识才是第六意识接受他自证分接受的讯息一进来，但是他接收进来，他要开始起功能的时候呢，起分别的时候，他第一个动作，他必须去第八意识去找种子。在过去无始以来，在过去是他的记忆里面，他的种子里面有没有类似的经验？好啊，找到了之后呢，他说：“哦，这个是红色，这个是绿色，啊，这个是高，这个是矮。”好，那刚刚 Harry 问我说，假设我们今天收到一封 email， 啊，看到里面的东西很生气，好，那这里面算哪一个部分？好，那其实接到 email 进来，好，就像五根有没有？你就反正东西进来你就收进来了。可是你当你一打开的时候，发现，啊，刚刚我跟他说，发现是中文，看不懂啊。那像我们就来了一个什么阿拉伯文，我是收进来的啊，但是那图案我也看到了，但是我不知道那是什么，在讲什么呢？好，因为我的第六意识的自证分去找我的种子的时候，没有这个种子，完全不知道阿拉伯文在讲什么，我就没有办法。假设它是一个中文或英文的时候呢，我们的种子里面有，对不对？啊，要把那个字都通通找出来啊，我了解了。这封 email 在写什么？好，那这就是第六意识的分别。可是当你看到内容生气的时候，哈，是你的第六意识分别之后，他去怎么样？他去连接了51个心所的哪个心所？嗔嘛，好，然后你开始生气。那有修行的人，对不对？他可以不要去连接51个心所的嗔恨嘛？好，他就。看了就说啊，笑一笑，一笑自知，对不对？好，所以在你要去连接哪个心所，其实是你可以 对修行人来讲他是可以决定的，对凡夫来讲他是没办法的，就速度太快了，控制不了。好，那我讲到这里就是要告诉大家说，第六意识所处理的讯息不是真正直接从外界进来的讯息，他处理的讯息是第二手的，这样明白吗？第六意识处理的讯息是第二手讯息，所以住持法师常常会讲说，心中的妈妈不是真的妈妈，是我们心中认为我们看到的妈妈是我们心里第二手处理过的讯息，所以不是你真正那个妈妈，真正看到你妈妈的是眼睛，不是你的第六意识。好 ，And I see from a scientist, I didn't find the literature yet. But you know, when I hear the story, I just feel like, how could this happen? The scientist talk about, you know, when first time the Columbus find this land, the ship, the group of ships approaching the coastline, they stay away, you know, close the coastline for a couple of days. And the natives that live on this land did not see the ship for many days until one day they have what is that called? The chief, sort of, that the one that has spiritual power, yeah, something like that, and tell them there are ships. Then people see where, because they never see ship before. So when they see it, they cannot connect. They cannot get the memory and recognize there are ships. This story was told by scientists, and I tried to find the literature, but I can't. Is that real? But you know, it's from a doctor, a scientist, so I believe he won't make the story. But at that moment, I just feel like, how could this happen? But when I read this, it can happen, you know, because in your memory, you never see that before. So when you see it, you cannot recognize it.
Is that in the eighth consciousness?
Yes. So everything stored in the eighth consciousness.
So we're always accessing our eighth consciousness.
Yes. Yes. Okay. 我之前哦看到一个科学家哈，因为他们本来是要那个科学家是要讲一些另外一个故事，但他提到了一个现象，就是说当哥伦布哈发现这个新大陆的时候，他们的船队哈在离海岸哈不远的地方其实停了好几天，他还不敢下来嘛哈，那岛上这个大陆上的居民呢？也在海边工作了很多天，可他们没有看到船，一直到有一天他们的那个酋长哈，还是巫师哈，就忽然跟他们讲说，哇，那个海岸上有船，然后大家在看说在哪里，为什么看不到？因为他们从来没有看过船，所以当他们看到船的时候，他不晓得有船在那边。啊，我第一次听到那个故事，我想说怎么可能因为看到一个东西，你说你然后是没有看到，而且是所有人都没有看到，而且是很多天在那里哦。好，那当我看到这个维斯的时候，有可能呢。好，所以因为他的记忆里面没有连结，当讯息进来的时候，他找不到一个东西跟他相似的可以去分别他进来的东西。好，所以这是非常有意思的。好，So maybe this world is not what we know. Maybe 90% of the signal we did not process. Okay. 所以很有可能这个世界 90% 的讯息我们没有办法去处理它，因为在我们的记忆中没有这样的一个讯息。Okay. Now, we talk about illusion. You know, the sixth consciousness, if we did not practice, if we did not transform the sixth consciousness into the wisdom, everything we see is illusion. It's not real. It's secondhand. That's what it means. Okay? And next, the seventh consciousness, we will talk about the attachment. Okay? So because we have illusion and attachment, so we cannot see our self nature. So we need to practice which part? We need to cultivate, transform the sixth consciousness and seventh consciousness into the wisdom, so we can, you know, detach the illusion and attachment. At that moment, we can see our self nature. 那我们上次有讲到说，佛陀不是说一切众生因为什么妄想执着不能证得什么如来智慧德相，有没有？好，那什么是妄想？就是第六意识的功能，心第六意识的功能，那我就是刚刚我们讲的，其实第六意识的分别都不是真的，它都是在分别的，都是第二手的讯息，不是去见到真正的讯息。唯有把它转世成智成妙观察智的时候，这时候我们的妄想才会停息。所以一般来讲，我们第六意识看到的都是妄想。那什么是执着呢？就是我们要开始讲的第七意识。那第七意识的执着是非常非常的持续，而且很强的。那也唯有说从把第六意识跟第七意识转世成智的时候呢，破除我们的妄想跟执着的时候，这时候我们才可以见到我们的自信。当然在这个时候呢，我们的第八意识自然而然变成了什么清净的大圆净智，不是要去清我们第八识里面的种子，而是要把第六跟第七识转世成智。The wondrous observing wisdom is called, you know, when the signal come, you can see the true real signal, not a second-hand or processed signal. And the knowing the nature of identity or the, you know, equanimity, whatever it is, because the seventh consciousness, we will get into that hopefully today, the seventh consciousness always assist or attach to something that is not real as real. So it always attaches something, and then so it will not equally tell all the truth. So when we transform that, we will get the wisdom and know that everything is equal with the same nature. The true signal.
One is the true signal, and the other one is about the attachment to the signal?
No, the attachment to the self.
Oh.
Who processed the signal? Okay. Yeah, it's the mind that created illusion. The sixth consciousness created illusion. The sixth consciousness. OK, 那刚刚有在讲说妙观察智跟平等性智有什么不同，那妙观察智原因就是因为第六意识它的功能就是产生幻觉，就是说它处理的东西，它判别的出来的东西，它不是真的，它一定要凭过去的经验，那过去的经验已经不是现在发生的，所以它不是真的。所以当我们第六识可以转世成智的时候，它是处理现在真的讯息。 那第六、第七意识呢，我们今天希望能够讲到它，就是它一直不断的去执着一个不是真的东西，一个不是真我的我来当成是真我。就像说，我看到东西是谁看到？我啊，好不好？啊，你是谁？啊，就是我啊。他认为这个我看到的东西的这个我是真我，可是不是。可是我的第七意识就一直坚持说，这个就是我。好，那这种坚持就会坚持就我就我见，对不对？我见你就没有办法看到这个世间平等普遍，我们每一个人平等普遍具有的自信，所以它是不平等的。好，那只要我们把第六第七识能够转世成智的时候，我们第八识自然而然就怎么样变成清净的大圆净智。好，所以真我是清净后的第八意识。那他要什么时候清净呢？就是第六七次第七转世成智的时候。好，我等一下会讲第七意识， I will get into that. OK. 那第六意识的功能只是分别，他已经不断的分别。好，那第七意识是不断的执着，好，就要记得这个就好了。So I need to get into the seventh consciousness. And in English, it also in Sanskrit, it also called mana, 莫那识，好，第七莫那识，好 ，manas. And I did not finish all the translation, so I did not give you the handout today. In the verses of the eighth consciousness, it describes the seventh consciousness as, you know, the seventh consciousness with distorted object component and the shielded but neutral nature is arisen from the sensibility and the essence.What is this means? Okay. 那这个八识规矩颂哈，讲到第七识的时候哈，他开始就讲说，第七识哈，它是代执有复通情本啊，这是什么意思？啊，就是说它的这个它的这个境哈，是属于代执境，它的那个目。他接受的讯息是代执境，那他的这个性质是有负的，但是是无忌的，他没有善恶，第七识没有善恶可言，他就是一直执着他是我而已。那通情本是什么意思呢？他通情就是第六意识，也通本第八意识，所以他是在介于六跟七八的中间。那接下来讲的会清楚一点哈。We talk about this before, the object component. Okay. When we make cognition, always we need object component. We need a subject component to recognize the object component to make the cognition process complete. Okay. So for the seventh consciousness, the object component is always distorted.Not real, but it's not imagined either. Okay, so what is distorted object component? Here for the seventh consciousness, because it always grasps the eighth consciousness as the true self, so it's use the mind part of your mind to grasp the other part of your mind. It's all in one mind. Okay.You just grasps part of your mind as the true self. And so that's why it's called distorted. Okay. And for the sixth consciousness, it grasps the form from the five consciousness, the first five consciousness that received the signal from the outside. Okay. So it's two types of distorted object component. One, the seventh distorted object component is the mind. And the seventh consciousness, the object component, is from the form, the environment. Okay. Oh, this is just a mark. This part, the verses that I'm starting to talk about is to describe the state, the function of the ordinary people. So it's worldly phenomena. Okay. So for ordinary people, our seventh consciousness function as this. And there, the last part of this verse is to talk about when enlightened people, how their seventh consciousness function. Okay. So right now, thank you. So right now I'm talking about ordinary people, how the seventh consciousness function. Okay. 那这个就是世间有为法，就我现在讲的这几个句子哈，是在讲我们凡夫啊，哈，没有修行的人呢，哈，我们的第七意识是怎么工作。公用的哈，那等到这个句子的后半段呢，是在讲出世间有为法。出世间有为法就是说，当修行证悟的人，那他的第七意识又是怎么来功能呢？哈，他是不太一样的，非常不一样的哈。好，那现在讲哈，就是我们刚刚讲说他是带直径，对不对？第七识。它所圆的东西，它是带直的哈，带直径。那我们之前有讲到说，这个径哈，所谓的你圆的你，我们的心所圆的径呢，它可以有三类，一种是性径，就是真实的，像前五识圆的就是性径哈。然后带直径是什么？就是它是被扭曲的，它不是真的，就已经有带一些杂质的。镜哈，它不是假的哦，不是像这个毒瘾镜是你想象出来的哈。像第六意识就有这种毒瘾镜哈，就做梦的时候啦，有时候是这个是什么做白日梦或是什么东西，就是它没有真实存在，它可以想象出来的哈。但是第七意识它不会这样，但是它是去抓的是已经被扭曲变质了的那个镜哈。那带直径又分真带直跟心带四带直，它的差别在于说，第七识是圆第八识嘛，哈，是以心圆心，就是我们的心里面的第七识去圆第八识，就某一部分的心去圆另外一部分的心，以那一部分的心为真我，哈，它叫做，因为它圆心，所以它是真带直。那以心圆色呢，就是第六意识去圆前五识哈，它是因为它是用心去圆前五识，从外境哈，外面物质界得到的讯息，所以它是圆色。好，那它就是四带子，就是什么？我们刚刚讲的嘛，就是相似的，它是外面进来有没有啊？去抓记忆嘛，啊，打造相似的东西，它去，所以它是相似性的变质。好。啊，那第七识的是真正的变质哈，就是去抓这样的一个讯息哈。好，哦 ，You want to know this? Okay, so the real object component has two kinds of meaning. Ha.The one is called Supreme Real. It's only the enlightened one can see the Supreme Real. Okay, for example, true mind. Okay, but for ordinary people, our five organs receive the real object is worldly. It's truly there. For example, this clock is truly here, right?I see it, you see it, right? So this is a real object for us. But for Buddha, he sees this as the true nature. Just like Abbott always talk about, everything is made of gold, right? We see this is as clock, because in this world, we recognize this as a clock. But for Buddha, he sees this as gold. He sees the nature. Okay? 那性境齁，因为这个大概是很重要齁。我再讲一遍，就是性境呢，它有分两种，一个是圣意性境，一个是世俗性境。好，那所谓的圣意性境，就是它是只有开悟者啦，佛可以看到真正的性质，比如说我们的本性，我们的真性，好，那只有佛陀看得到，我们是看不到。但是世俗的性境是什么？比如说我们的五根看到的东西是真的吗？好，我们看到这个钟是不是真的？他现在在这里是真的吧？我们不能说他不在啊，他是真的。我看到，你也看到，他也看到，所以他真的在这里，他是一个钟。好，所以我们的眼睛得到的这个讯息是真的，这个钟是真的。但是我们第六意识去判别眼视的这个讯息，他的东西却不一定是真的。好，就像我们做梦，梦里面也可以看到钟啊，可是梦里面的钟是真的吗？不是，所以它是也可以处理真的性境，也可以处理带子境，也可以处理毒瘾境，所以第六识是三境都有了。好，复习一下。好 ，OK， and the imagined object component is you know from the memory. It's in the past. It's not exist at the present moment. It's in the past.And also, sometimes your memory get lost. You only memorize part of it, you know. And the other is hallucination, you know. You know, for some insane people, it generates some image that does not exist at all. And this only happened for the six consciousness. Okay. 那毒瘾境就是我刚刚讲的记忆里面的东西。那记忆里面的东西我们有时候是不完全的，好，那而且是已经过去式了，不是现在发生的就不是真的。 OK， 然后什么是无执毒瘾，就是那个幻觉，你们有一些精神病患不是有幻觉吗？说啊，现在有一个人站在那边或什么，那都不是真正的，那是他想象出来的一个境界的影像嘛，哈，或是讯息，我听到怪声音啊，或是什么的，那它都是一种幻觉，就是我们讲的龟毛兔脚，哈，就是乌龟没有毛，你看到它有毛啊，兔子也没有脚，你看到它有长脚，那就虚有的吧，好，是这样子 ，yes。hold on。嗯哼。Yeah, no. Yes. Yeah, but worldly, you can describe it. One is real. Is I see this at right now, right? Here, right now. It's called real.Yes, yes. Yeah, yeah. 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 This is, for example, your eyes see the table. Then your eye consciousness receive the real signal.But your sixth consciousness tell you this is a table. The signal for the sixth consciousness is not real. It's distorted. You can tell this is a table because the eye consciousness pass the signal to the sixth consciousness and sixth consciousness try to find a data bank in your eighth consciousness. Find a similar memory, similar, signal and match it and tell you, okay, this is table. So it's distorted. It's similar. It's not the real. So I tell you the example for Columbus boat, right, ship. It got no membrane to match, so it did not see it. Even though your eyes should receive the signal, but your sixth consciousness cannot tell that it's a boat. Yeah.
They were nonetheless receiving the sensory input. Like, yeah, they could see that there were these white things there on the mast, which are we now know are sails because mm-hmm. we are familiar with sailing ships.
Yeah.
But they weren't, so all they could see was a white thing. They knew there was a white thing there, but they didn't know what it was. They didn't have anything in their data bank to attach it to. Any idea?
That part, I'm still, I really want to find the literature to tell, because I'm not a native people there. And just like maybe there are many alien ships on the sky, but we didn't see them. But I'm not sure. I don't have experience.
Tribe in Africa who had never seen a movie. And afterwards they asked all the members of the tribe what they had seen, and everybody only remembered one thing. There was a chicken that ran across the screen. They couldn't interpret. They'd never seen flat images. Right? So the only thing they saw was the chicken.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. Yeah, that can explain.
That's another way. Yeah. They just didn't have the background.
Yeah. Yeah, that's.
And just one other thing. Could you please translate the Dichi Shuryan Dibashra?
Oh, okay.
And those, yeah.
Okay. And this part, the seventh consciousness always grabs the eighth consciousness. That's what we call use the mind to grab the mind. Because seventh and eighth are all part of the mind, right? Okay, and the seventh grabs the first five consciousness, means we use the mind to grab the form, the outside, the material world.
The sixth grabs Chen Wu, is that means the first, or is that the pre five?
Yeah, Chen, the first five.
Oh, okay.
Okay. 好。那我刚刚快速总结一下，大部分人都听得懂英文，就是刚刚在讲，就是还是要再度的说，诶，带子镜跟独影镜它也是我们世间的现象，不是一个圣意镜。那但是它要区别的是说，在我们世俗里面还是有分，世俗镜里面还是有分真的跟假的。真的就是说，这个钟现在就在这里是真的吧。好，那因为我们大家都认为这是钟嘛，它就是钟了吧，哈。但是，但是，比如说幻觉，它就不是真的啊。你跟我说你看到、听到、看到佛了，那你看到了吗？没有，大部分都没有看到。就你跟我说你看到佛了，那个就是你的什么啊？你的幻觉，但是很有可能是你的圣意境的哈，是。对吧，哈，很有可能是你的圣意境，但是除非你告诉我说你已经开悟了，哈，不然的话那就是一个幻觉，哈，这样子，哈，那就区别这个。那同样的，我们有再次Harry 有提到一个例子，哈，就是他那个摸电影出来的时候，哈，找一群从来没有看过电影的人出来，哈，看了他们在那个电影里面有拍这个，就是说从头到尾，哈，电影播完了，哈，那问那些人说你们看到什么，他说看到一只鸡从荧幕前面走过去，其他什么都没有看到，因为他们从来没有看过电影，哈，所以这种例子其实还蛮多的，哈，所以我也相信说，搞不好天上，哈，我们那个太空 太空船飞来飞去，外星人的太空船每天都这样飞来飞去，其实我们是没有看见的哈，这也很有可能呢哈，这是非常有可能的事情。好 ，So let's quickly go to why it says that the seventh consciousness link bridge the sensibility and accents because the sixth consciousness the sixth consciousness is what we call the sensibility. You know, we sense.The outside and process make discrimination, okay? And the eighth consciousness is the storehouse. It is that where our true nature, is the essence of our true nature, the core, okay? So, and the seventh connect the sixth and the eighth.So it has very important function. Although its function is very, very simple, it always assists that the eighth consciousness is our true self. Okay, I'll get into that. 那所以刚刚有没有说通情本哈，就是第七世哈，我们的情是什么？我们讲那个 sensibility 哈，我们讲什么感性还是什么？就是第六意识，它就是去处理所有的信息进来哈，然后分别判断啊，然后再去接很多的一些烦恼啊、情啊的东西，那是第七识跟它有关，好会连接它。然后呢，第六意识的这个判别判断哈，要靠第七识的执着，它才可以去做这样的一个判断哈。那我会开始慢慢讲这个。那同样的，第七识一直需要去抓第八识哈，以为是真我。好，那第八识呢，事实上是我们的什么？我们讲它是常识嘛，哈，就是我们真正的那个所有东西通通在那里，是我们的核心。好，第八意识是我们的核心。那所以呢，它是我们的什么 essence 就是本。我们的本在那里，在第八意识哈，所以当我们人往生的时候哈，前六识都没有功能，对不对？第七、第八在，好，投胎要去哪里哈？中阴身什么东西？第七、第八都一直在的，好，所以你不能说前六识是本啊，因为它没有了嘛，一直在的就是第八识。那第七识的功能很简单，就是我执着第八识就是我，好，这样的一个本情跟本哈，第七识都把他们两个绑住了哈。好，那他又怎么样呢？第七世哈，他又随缘执我量为非。好 ，So the seventh grasps its object as true self, and therefore its subject component is false. You know, whatever you grasped is not real. The subject.That grabs the false object will not be real. Does that make sense? 就是说，如果你的外境是虚幻的哈，你执着的境是虚幻的，你那个执着境的那一个也不可能是真的。The real thing only will grasp the real thing. 真的东西只会去抓真的，真的去抓假的，那个抓的不绝对不可能是真的。Yes.
Are recognized as being false. All right, when a person is, a couple of things. I mean, when a person is experiencing no self, does that mean that the seventh consciousness is not there? Because the only thing the seventh consciousness seems ever to do is to grasp onto, parts of the eighth consciousness and take them as a self. So the seventh consciousness, it would seem, is always, whenever it's in operation, it's being erroneous.
Part of it is correct. The seventh consciousness will not grasp the false object as real, but that's, you know, when we get to the state of no self, the seventh consciousness already transformed into the wisdom of means equality.
Okay, well, is that wisdom, does that wisdom fall into one of these categories? That wisdom after the transformation of the seventh consciousness into this wisdom state, is it, where is it? Is it first, second, third, fourth, sixth, or eighth consciousness? Or what is it?
Did I get into the... I did not have it here right now. When we enlighten or transform, the first five consciousness, when we transform it, it's called, what is that wisdom? 成所作智. Our five organs can function as a tool to help sentient beings. It's still, we still function, but when we function it, it's a tool. For example, if Buddha reborn as a human being, he still has eye, ear, nose, tongue, right? It's everything we have. It still can see, right? I can see you, see clock. The first question is still function, but it's not, it can, the function of it can benefit sentient beings. And our is generate more signal to make more illusion. That's the difference. And the sixth consciousness, you know, when you transform, the mind is still there, but the function is different when we get in line, in other words. And so, from these verses we keep talking about, the first part of the verses always talk about that consciousness when it's contaminated, or when for ordinary people, what its function, what its functions are. But when we get enlightened, what the function will be. If you remember the first six consciousness that I talk about, always divided into two parts. And also this talk, the same, that I would try to explain, you know, the seven consciousness, how it functions for ordinary people, and how it will function for enlightened one. Okay, so it's the mind, the function is still there, but it functions very differently. 那 Bill 问了一个很好的问题哈，就是说，哎，那我们开悟了之后。 第七识就不再执着了嘛，那第七识还有吗？那时候第七识就是平等性质了嘛，哈，所以我们心的所有功能都在，只是它的功能是清净的，好，不是执着，不是为我的，所以那它是就是无我的，好，那我希望可以解释清楚哈。 Let's see the next why we say that, huh? Okay. This is the, we still use the four aspect theory to describe the function of the seventh consciousness. Okay. So again, there is a self-cognition part, and there's an assurance of self-cognition. And then how the self-cognitions, become a subject and object component. Okay. Okay, I hope that the translation is very close. Okay, for example, when I see you, Harry, I know there is a I see you, right? And but there is something more subtle part of my mind assure this is Harry. You know, see, I see you right now in front, right? Maybe later when we have lunch, I see your back. My mind will assure me that's Harry.
So it's assuring your illusion.
Assured, you know, your memory, your cognition. You know, sometimes we will say, is that right? I'm suspicious. It looks like Harry, but, you know, but lost some weight. You know, but it should be Harry, the head. I recognize it, but the body lost weight. You know, you have doubt. And then you find some, there's the glasses. I know it's got to be Harry. Something you assure yourself. Right? Yes? You you certified or
right.
You
yes
yep
you know meaning you know it for sure
yeah you know you see him
even though you see the back of his head or you just know it. So that's the difference between the assurance of self cognition means that you know it, you're at that level
yeah,
where you know it for sure, versus the self-cognition where you almost know it.
Yeah, but, you know, using seeing the back is more, maybe more clear. But when you see in the front, you still assure yourself. No matter you see the back in front, you still assure yourself, this is Harry. But, you know, it's just more, more significant when you see the back, you know, you got to assure this is Harry. You know, so, I mean, when your self-cognition, you know, try to match what you see, you know, it's like not certain. But when you get to certain point that your assurance will assure you, I don't know. I'm not sure. It's also assurance. No, that's the completion of cognition. The completion of cognition. You recognize something in the back. Some part of your mind need to assure you, even though the decision you made is, this is Harry. This is not Harry. Or I'm not sure. You need to assure it. Yes. Yes. No. That's your faith. Because it did not happen yet.
How about previous lives?
Previous life, you know, the assurance gotta be right now when you make cognition.
So assurance is dealing more with the reality of what you said earlier about Buddha seeing the clock.
When you
see the clock, but he sees it
is the clock.
You can see the clock in many different ways. I can see the clock as a bunch of atoms and frequencies and wavelengths. I could see the as empty space.
Yeah. If you are...
What's the reality of empty space in relation to the reality of what I see in the clock? Am I assured that I can see that clock? Is that clock really real?
It's not assured that the clock is real. You assure that you see the clock.
You recognize it.
You see the clock.
So that's with your six consciousness.
You know, if I'm thinking about, seriously thinking about something, maybe it happened to you, and people walk in front of me, I did not see them. Because my mind is so deeply absorbed in something. You know, so maybe there's an ambulance passed by, I did not hear it. So when you tell me, the ambulance just passed by. Really? I did not hear it. But I believe my ear hear the signal. It's so loud. But my self-cognition tell me, no, I did not hear it. I cannot assure the cognition. So the decision I made is I did not hear the ambulance. Is that, you know?
A point where you're willing to act as if that person is hairy, right? Even though you know that because
the
mechanism that you use to receive data and interpret it is not perfect. It can be tricked.
Yes, but even though you have suspicions, that cognition got to be assured.
Right, because you're willing to act on, you know, okay.
Let's get closer.
I'm going to throw caution to the wind and act as if this is hairy because it really seems like it is.
Yeah, but you assure your suspicion, so you take action.
Well, right, yes. If you would never do anything if you didn't, if you couldn't do that.
Okay, I really need to get to this part. It's very important. Okay, 那刚刚在讨论的哈，都是在讲说。 政治正分到底是什么意思，那其实这也是禅修者他在心很静的时候他发现的，就是说当我们在做 cognition 就是在认知的时候，认知的时候一定会有一个能见跟所见嘛，是不是？我们讲能跟所，那能所是从这个能够认证的这个部分分出来的，那可是当我们在认证的时候呢，一定有另外一种力量或是一种新的功能去重新再证明你的认知是对的，比如说我今天看到 Harry 或是我看到陈丽珍，我的认知过程就是说，对啊，那就是陈丽珍啊，我的过去，因为我认识她啊，所以我看到她的影像，我的记忆马上抓过来陈丽珍，对不对？可是在我做这个决定的时候，其实我的背后还有一个就是支撑我的，就是说对，就是她。可是有一天如果我认识她很久了，有一天我看到她，诶，那是陈丽珍啊，可是为什么她变胖了？因为她变胖了，奇怪，那是陈丽珍啊，因为她衣服我看过啊。 头发是，我也知道啊，可是变胖了，是他吗？你开始有一个疑惑，这个疑惑也要有认可的呢。说，糟糕了，我不确定呢。那你不确定的这个认知，这个也是一个认证哦。你认证你的这个目前的这个认知，是你有怀疑，所以你怎么样？走过去啊，你是陈丽珍吗？ 对不对？你去再认证，所以就是说，他只是说，当我们在做每一个当下的这个认知的时候，不管是眼耳鼻舌身的认知的时候呢，他一定要有一个再确认。那比如说，我刚刚举一个，比如说我们这边那个。 救护车嘛，每天拿来去哇一哇一，很大声，对不对？你不可能没有听到吧？你的耳朵除非你聋了吧？可是问题是说，你会不会有常常没听到的时候？有嘛？假设我现在在思考一件事情，非常专心的时候，他嗡一嗡一出去，我就是没听见。可是我耳朵有没有听到？一定进来的嘛。进来之后，可是我没有听到呢。所以我很确认啊，我没有听到啊。可是等到有一天，你们所有人都跟我说。 刚刚救护车明明就过去，我的政治正分就去怎样？去确认我的怀疑了。那我不再坚持说 没有救护车，可是你们没有跟我讲的时候，我绝对跟你们说我没听到，没有救护车经过，好，所以他必须要有一个东西去确认，好，这样的一个分别，好，好 ，the next how the seventh consciousness make discrimination? The four parts, right? The problem is, what is the object component for the seventh consciousness? It actually comes from the eighth consciousness. This is very important. Okay, so the seventh consciousness always, this is the eighth consciousness, okay, the whole part.And the eighth consciousness has many, 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 many seeds that we planted before. When the condition come, when, you know, the situation comes, some of the seeds will start to sprouting, start to manifest. Okay. These are the object component for the seventh consciousness.And the seeds in the eighth consciousness always sprouting here, there, different kinds. Okay. So the seventh consciousness always think that the eighth consciousness is always there. And that's our true self. Okay. Let's go to more detail. When the seeds,in the eighth consciousness start to function or start to changing or sprouting, whatever you call it. And it will, again, from the four aspects, it will, you can tell it into two parts, subject component and object component. Okay. And the object component, for example, we are human beings, right? We live in this world. So our seeds has the pool. I read the building, the human, the projector, the table, all the environment. I plant the seeds in my eighth consciousness already. So that's why I can make cognition, right? Okay. So the eighth consciousness, when I see something, the seeds,start to function and link with my signal. And this is the object component of the eighth consciousness. And then who recognize this object component? That part become the object of the seventh consciousness. Okay, don't try to imagine what I say.Because this is very subtle. For most of us, we cannot see it. This is a theory, okay? You gotta meditate into a very deep state in order to see very, very subtle. But this is, this is the theory generated from very advanced practitioner that they observe the mind function and then try to tell us, you know,how the mind works. Okay. And again, don't think that our mind is divided clearly into eight parts. So this part function like this, this part function. No, that, not that. Okay. This is the whole mind. Okay. When things come, they just initiate different function of the mind or different depth of the levels of the mind. Not aarea of the mind, not the brain, okay? 那我要讲一下哈，四分说第七识到底去抓什么？它的相分到底是什么？这是非常重要哈。那我们若用四分说来解释第七识哈，一样的正自正分、自正分、自正分哈，一启动的时候就会变成有见分跟相分嘛哈，就是能跟所的部分。好，那主要是在它的相分。这个第七识去抓的那个东西到底是什么呢？好，它其实就是抓第八识。好，那我这第八识简化一下哈，第八识哈，它在种子现行的时候呢，反正就是什么因素哈，它的种子一直现行的哈， 不管什么时候都一直现行哈，我们知道也好，不知道也好，睡觉也好，不管怎么样也好，就算我们死掉也好，这第八识的动总是都一直在现行当中。好，那比如说我们现在是人啊，我们现在是人，对不对？我们这个气世间，好，有山河大地，有没有？这个房子什么东西？我因为我们是人嘛，所以我们都有这个讯息进来，都在我们的种子里面，所以我们看到接受讯息，我们可以说啊，这是音响，这是什么 projector， 这是房子，这是灯，哈、哦。那只要有讯息一直进来，我们就一直第八识的种子就一直现前去跟它 match 哈、哦。好，那一种子一直现行的这件事情呢，其实也是第七识执着的对象，因为它一直现行，从来没有停过。所以第七识就一觉得第八识这个就是我了，好，那如果再细分哈，就说哎，这种子现情的时候呢，它还是可以把它分成见分跟相分的，好，就是说现情什么东西，现情一个气世间啊，啊一中中啊的那个哈，那它就是相分，对不对？啊，那谁去认知这个，谁去看到，谁去分别这个相这个中呢？那就是见分喽。好，那所以是第八识的见分，事实上是第八识的见分 是第七识执着的对象，就是有一个我啦，有一个我一直在 认知这个世界，一直在知道自己的 身心是存在的，这件事情一直在认知，这我们的根深气界都一直存在的这件事情的那个我，那个主体，我们第七识一直抓着他说，那就对，那就是我啦，那就是我啦。好，这个，所以我们这个我执是非常的深根蒂固，而且是一直存在的哈。好，means the seeds that is not functioning, you know, is stored.Right, but this is called the seed that is currently working, yeah, functioning or sprouting or whatever. Since we use seeds, start to, okay, okay, 这样大家清楚吗？哈，第七识最大的功能、最大的执着就是它去抓取第八识的见分为我的这件事情。那所以当我们往生的时候齁，因为第八识还是在啊，齁，第八识还是现行啊，那第七识要不要跟着？第七识当然也在啊，所以我们往生的时候前六识都没了齁，前六识没了，可是我们的七八识还有，对不对？那为什么你已经没有第六识了，然后有人还托梦跟你说啊，我头痛啊，我们淹水啦齁，什么有没有一大堆齁，都是他在第八识里面除下去的种子，你在死亡的那一刹那的经验已经种在你八识里面了，他因为太深刻太强烈了，他一直现前一直现前，然后第七识一直抓着他，对对对，就是这个，你知道吗？知道这吗？因为你的六根已经没有了吧。好，当然它还有一些比较细微，就是第六识还没有，还有功能的时候，它还是要做分别的哈。So when we say when people pass away, actually we lose the first six consciousness, but we still have the eighth consciousness, store everything there. So the seventh consciousness always follow, they coexist, and the seventh consciousness always attached.The eighth consciousness as the true self. So that's how we get birth and birth and birth again. We attach that as true self. And that's the core that we, when we go to our next life, the seventh and eighth consciousness go. But the problem is the seeds in the eighth consciousness do. What condition, what is ripened? What decided you to become a human, animal, or ghost, or heaven beings? The seeds are all in the eighth consciousness. And what decided, what which part of the seed to initiate is actually the sixth consciousness. Six. So why we say that the moment, you know, when you are dying, it's very important to cultivate your sixth consciousness to be wholesome. Okay, hopefully get into that part. 那六七七八四哈，不是往生剩下那个吗？哈，然后但是这个第七第八 ，so the seventh and eighth consciousness is different from what we're talking about the soul, because it can be, you know, depends on what is ripened. It can be, you can be animal next life, you know, heavenly being or whatever. But the theory of soul is you just change body. If you are human, you're always human. That's very different. Okay. 所以外面讲的灵魂之说，他只是说，诶，这个我这个灵魂我是人，我就一直人，我只是换个壳子，好，换个身体。但是我们佛教讲的第七第八识跟灵魂不一样哦。那因为我们讲的第七第八识是说它的种子很多，对不对？我们有成佛的种子，我们也有成畜生的种子，六道十把法界的种子我们通通都有。问题是说当我们要转世的时候呢，什么种子成熟，什么种子现前很重要。所以为什么我们要临终助念，那它的一个很重要的因子是掌握你什么东西现前的，其实是第六识。你的强烈的第六识可以主导你什么东西现前，所以最好在往生的时候是很起强烈的善念，或是发一个很强的愿，不然的话你就随业，对吧？这是很重要的。 So quickly next, I think I can get into this part. So the subject component for the seventh consciousness is false. This is very important because your object component is not real. So your subject component will not be real. It's false. So the seventh consciousness is really a key part that we attach our attach something not real as real. You know, attach our consciousness as real. We recognize this body and mind is true self. This is really false. That's the seventh consciousness. 所以它在三量里面哈，它是属于什么非量？好，我这边写错了，应该它是非量哈，是因为三量里面它是非量。I have a typo here in Chinese. This is 非量 ，OK？ 就是说，因为第七识抓取的那个东西是不是真的？它是第八识种子现前哈产生的那个见分。种子怎么可能是我们真我了？好，因为它种子一直在变，一直在变嘛。哈，种子现形，然后又变种子，再存进来，又现形，又再种子进来。我们第八次会讲清楚一点。所以呢，那个第七次去认知那个第八次的见分的那一个什么，那个能，那个见分，好，它那个正分或是正知正分，反正就是第七识是非量，它不是真的。好，那也就是说第七识的执着，第七识的不真，其实是我们整个第六跟第八不能转染为净的一个主要的因素。好， So the seventh consciousness is the key part that why the seventh consciousness, the sixth consciousness is not pure, and the eighth consciousness is not pure. Because the seventh consciousness is false. And if we cannot transfer the seventh consciousness into the pure wisdom, we our sixth consciousness is always not pure. Our eighth consciousness will not be pure. Okay, so the seventh consciousness is a key for us to practice. But the problem is the seventh consciousness is too subtle for us to practice, to make change. So which part will be the focus? The sixth. The sixth consciousness is the target for the practitioner to make change. No, the problem is the seventh consciousness, the attachment is very strong, but the function is very subtle. You know where the sixth, seventh consciousness is? No, you don't know. You cannot recognize it. But you can recognize it very easily about sixth consciousness. You know, you receive email, you get angry, sixth. Okay, you like this person, sixth. No. It won't tell it's wrong or right. The seventh consciousness won't make judgment. The only attachment, why we say attachment, the only discrimination that the seventh made is it attaches the eighth consciousness as the real self.
But isn't it accessing the eighth consciousness for reference? So that's where the discrimination comes
no,
in?
No, the reference is six. It will reference the eighth consciousness memory and match the signal it got. That's the six.
So that's where illusion is created now?
Yes. So for practitioner, the focus will be transform the sixth consciousness and also detach the seventh consciousness to the eighth consciousness. I hope I can get more next time in Chinese. 就是说, 第七世是转染为静的主要核心的一个重点。 但是因为第七世太微细了, 看不见也修不到, 所以呢, 要看第六世, 要修是修第六世, 让第六世转染沉静之后去, 让什么? 让第七世能够破除执着, 不要把第八世当成是真的。 那六七转进之后呢, 五八就怎么样? 就转进了。 好, 我们不是有讲吗? 诶, 六七什么? 阴中, 一下子忘记了, 然后五八国中原嘛, 好, 就是要修的阴, 是从六七修, 那五八自己就变清净的啦。 So we always say that, you know, practice, what need to transform first is seventh and eighth consciousness. Once the sixth and eighth consciousness transform or purified, the first five and eighth consciousness transform. Okay. Okay, I gotta stop here and then we will continue next week. Okay. Thank you.